Peter Moody joins us after a great day yesterday at Randwick. He trained the first and third place getters in the TJ Smith Stakes with Chain of Lightning and I Wish I Win. Pete, good morning.
Morning, boys.
Thanks for joining us, Pete, and congratulations. And probably the result you probably weren't expecting, but Chain of Lightning was fit, in form, and she's tough.
Yeah, no, well, that's why we had her there, and I think probably a few of the opposition as well. Yeah, you know, Imperatrice and I Wish I Win looked to have a probably a little margin on the field, but, you know, we were there to try and take advantage of if there were any cracks in their armour. A horse like Chain of Lightning was going to sort of race on speed thereabouts and love soft ground, and she came to the fore, and it was a very rewarding and very gratifying win.
What did you make of I Wish I Win? He was only just beaten into third spot.
Thought he was super. I thought he was there to win the race at the 200, and then you could just see him start to shorten stride 100 metres out when he did look the winner, and just sort of guts and courage got him into third, you know.
Peter, where to next for Chain of Lightning?
She'll possibly look to go to the All Age. That was the race I sort of had earmarked for her until we saw the forecast for last week, and we thought, well, we better have her in the TJ just in case. So all being well, she'll duck out to a farm for 4 or 5 days, have a little freshen up, and then and look to hopefully be back in Sydney for the All Aged. And she'll run there if there is a bit of give in the ground. If not, we'll wait for something else, either Adelaide or Brisbane.
And the same question for I Wish I Win. And also Autumn Angel, I thought, was very brave under her 61 in the Adrian Knox, Pete.
Yeah, well, I Wish I Win. He'd be waving to the dog on the tucker box as we speak.
On the way back home.
On the way home. So he'll go home, and you won't see him again in Sydney this carnival. Not until that nice race in October they run up here.
So he'll
go home, and we'll probably either take him to Adelaide for the Goodwood or to Brisbane for the BDC Cup or the 1300 metre race. Its name just escapes me up there, something like that.
Kingsford Smith, I think.
Kingsford Smith, yes. One of those. I'll probably lean towards Brisbane because then he could have a little freshen up there and then before coming home again. And it's terrific to see Moonee Valley have shifted that Manukato Stakes. It's now 3 weeks
ideal lead
before
up
the Everest. So it gives us an ideal lead up into the Everest in Melbourne. So he'll go home and ready for the Everest in Melbourne, probably through that race.
And Autumn Angel, as I said, carried the 61 on the heavy nine. The track was upgrade after her run, but gee, she was brave in the Adrian Knox.
Yeah, well, 8 kilos is a fair pull. And, you know, I thought she ran very well. So she seems quite bright and alert this morning, but I need to see that probably Tuesday morning before acceptances for the Oaks. And at this stage, I'd say we're probably 70-30 of heading to the Oaks on what I saw this morning. But I need to continue to see that the next few days because we do have the option of taking her home and going to Adelaide for the Australasian Oaks, which is also a Group 1 in 3 weeks.
Yeah, and that's worth $1 million now too, so they're great options for you. And yesterday's Group 1 win with Chain of Lightning, significant in many ways, but your first Group 1 with Catherine Coleman as your training partner.
Yeah, Catherine's a wonderful young lady, and I think she's got a hell of a future in the industry, and I'm very lucky to have her. And unfortunately, she wasn't on track. She came up last week when Autumn Angel was a late scratching, but due to significant runners at home and in Adelaide yesterday, she stayed at home. But she flew up last evening and had dinner with us to be at the Easter sales here with us. So she's a very proud young lady this morning, and
fantastic.
I'm sure it'll be the first of many for her because I really think she's a wonderful talent. She's a terrific young lady, and really does a fine job.
Now, Peter, I've got to ask you, you're a staunch Queenslander. I guess you'll have that, you know, that typical Queensland cocky swagger again around Origin time.
Well, every year we go in as underdogs, and we've been fortunate enough to win it. Yep, I'm one of them.
and proud of it.
You know, yeah, exactly. I don't know. I think it just seems to mean more. That sounds stupid. Yeah. But it is the pinnacle of rugby league, isn't it? What an unbelievable concept and what it's been and become.
Getting stronger too, Peter.
I'm a bit old-fashioned, a bit blasé and a bit backward and all the rule changes and everything that not only in rugby league but AFL and everything. And I know it's probably for the better, but yeah, I don't know. State of Origin doesn't lose its appeal to me, but the week to week and Yeah, it's God, we've become politically correct in a lot of ways and in our sport as well. And like I say, a lot of it's for the right reasons, but I think a lot of it's bullshit as well.
Well, just on that point, because Dino did raise something during the week, but I think the sentiment behind it is correct, but whether you agree with it or not, he's talking about the collisions from the kickoff in rugby league, and we all love it when those front rowers come off the long run from the back fence and storm into the defensive line. Dino quite rightly pointed out the collisions are getting more and more violent and there's player welfare issues that are going to come into play, but I'd hate to see the collisions go, Pete.
Yeah, that's right. You know, but then again, the other thing is the first thing we were taught as kids that back when I first started playing footy, I think it was under 40 kilos or something. We didn't even have age divisions, and you were taught to tackle around the legs as well. It was nice to crush someone up top if you were travelling well enough, but you don't see them snap too many around the legs these days either. But listen, it's changed. Like some of it for the better, some of it. Everything's bred to be finer and faster these days. Is that right? And I think when things go faster and hit faster, you're probably going to get hurt more. Does it make more injuries? I don't know. I'm a long way removed from it these days. And
you're right, Peter. It's not just rugby league. I think all sports around the world, you know, I guess it all changes. It evolves. And we, from the older generation, don't like change. We like our games from the 1970s. But I guess it's the world we live in.
Well, you know, was there anything wrong with a bit of guts and determination if a player had to go out there and go 80 minutes and only came off if he was hurt?
Yeah, no, in the old
days. I know the game used to slow, but it was a bit of guts and determination, wasn't it?
That's true, yeah.
Now you tap someone on the shoulder and run off and have a breather and put an ice pack on and have a drink of water and an oxygen tank and run out fresh again.
Exactly. Speaking of oxygen tanks, you might need one next couple of days, Pete, because some of those yearlings are going to go for huge money at Easter.
Yeah, well, at least it's a phenomenal time, and Inglises do it so very well. And the vendors, you know, the horses are out here, and obviously the showpiece being the Winx filly, isn't that exciting? Yeah. But that's exciting for world breeding, not just Australian and breeding. So it'll be that'll be unbelievably interesting. But it's a wonderful time of year. And I know the weather gods can be very cruel to us at this time of year when it comes to racing, but you sit out here this morning, I'm out here at Riverside and the sun's beaming down a couple of hours off the start off one of the finest horse sales in the world, and really looking forward to it, and hoping Catherine and I can take a couple home. We're sort of playing out of our league a bit here, but someone might smile upon us, and we trained a Group 1 winner yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. And just finally, Peter, we were talking about it earlier, but the rain in Sydney on Friday through until about 5 a.m. yesterday morning. You posted something on social media earlier. I was up and about thinking, we're no chance of racing. That track was incredible yesterday.
It was. It was phenomenal. And that's a little bit of Randwick of old, wasn't it?
Remember,
with that sand base. But it drained unbelievably well. I sort of stood there and watched the stewards and Michael Wood and his team stand at that 1,000-metre mark for an hour there yesterday morning when Michael Friedman and I walked onto the track and we were going knee-deep across the infield, in fairness, not the track, but the track, it was too wet to have a course proper gallop at 6:30 in the morning. And for it to race in that condition, that was an unbelievable result for all concerned, and certainly congratulations. We afford a lot of probably unfair abuse, not abuse, but sort of question what's going on with, how tracks are playing. But these people, they do an unbelievable job. They're at the behest of the sort of the weather gods, aren't they? And
for that to happen, and
to race that well is phenomenal. So they're all certainly to be congratulated. And let's hope we can get the next 2 days a little shower of rain on All Age Friday evening before the All Age Stakes to do me, and the rest of it can run on a good four.
Peter, can I tell you something? I went to the races yesterday. Ray got me in, as he does. And I didn't have a drink because I had to get up early to work on this very show. Do you know how painful it is when you're drinking champagne and everyone is drinking beer around you? It's a most unpleasant experience.
Well, I don't tend to have a drink at the races, but I certainly enjoyed one when I got back to the Crown Plaza at Coogee last evening to celebrate the win. It was a wonderful day and well executed by all concerned yesterday.
Yeah, hey, Pete, they're hard to win Group 1s, and so you're entitled to celebrate. Hey, best of luck in the sales over the next 2 days. Thanks for joining us on a Sunday morning, Pete, and good luck for the rest of the carnival as well.
I hope you got reason to call me again, boys.
Exactly. Thanks, Peter. Yeah, no, 100%. There's Peter Moody, great trainer, of course, the trainer of the great Black Caviar, and that doesn't seem that long ago when she was streaking home to win that 2013 TJ, and that was a final start. We didn't know it at the time, but he made the call a couple of days later that she'd run her last race.